It was only 1 year ago that Washington region was riveted by news of a rush hour metro train crash. 9 people died. Since then, the daily transit lifeline for tens of thousands of federal workers has been the subject of an unending stream of safety problems, budget shortfalls, managerial weaknesses. The regional congressional delegation wants to bolster Metro, and it's called for quick passage of legislation to boost rail safety. Here to discuss what's ahead is Maryland Senator Benjamin Cardin. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
Great to have you on. So what is the status of legislation, and tell us a little bit about what the legislation would do.
Well, first, this is the one-year anniversary, and our prayers go out to the families of those who were victims of this horrific crash 1 year ago today. The federal legislation would establish federal safety standards for transit systems that receive federal support. That would be similar to what we do for highway safety, what we do for air traffic transportation, what we do for our ports. It provides a federal standard which would deal with not only the type of cars that you drive in, but also the safety protocol of the agency itself. It's desperately needed at WMATA.
Forgive me, but there isn't this legislation already? These standards don't already exist? Should I be surprised at that?
Well, it does not. There are no federal safety standards as it relates to transit systems. There are local requirements, and certainly we know that there are many transit systems that have protocols that would certainly be incorporated into the federal standards, but there are no federal enforceable standards today.
So this legislation would apply to New York City and Chicago and Atlanta, all the places that have those kinds of systems?
That is correct. There would be federal enforcement. As you do, as you know, when there's a plane crash, the federal inspectors come in, there's safety standards that have to be used. We want the same thing to be done on public transit.
Now, is there funding required or money component of this bill? And the reason I ask is because I would question then how the chances of it would be with those senators, congresspeople from rural areas that don't have transit systems that are kind of looking askance at the spending that might take place in the cities.
Well, there's already a significant amount of federal funds to go into the operations of our transit systems around the country. The Department of Transportation has adequate staff in order to enforce safety standards. So we don't think this will put an additional financial burden on the federal government. In a way, we think it'll even be more cost-effective. As you know, WMATA is the nation's transit system. It's absolutely essential for the federal workforce. It's constructed with the federal facilities in mind. 40% of its ridership during the peak time are federal workers, and 10% of the ridership is the Capitol and the Pentagon. So there is a national interest to make sure that this system is operated as the safest system in the country.
Yet Metro is the only system in the country that doesn't get federal funding or a committed regular federal funding.
Well, last year our delegation went down a path to rectify that. The $1.5 billion authorization of federal funds. The first installment was in last year's budget, $150 million. This year's budget, the president has included $150 million. So we are correcting the dedicated funding source, but you're absolutely correct. It was the only transit system in the country that didn't have a dedicated funding source.
We're speaking with Maryland Senator Benjamin Cardin. And when you speak with Metro officials themselves, are they receptive to this kind of federal oversight that might come along with a little bit of that federal money?
Well, as you know, there's been a shakeup in the leadership of Metro.
Right.
The current management, which is temporary, is very much engaged in wanting to instill a culture of safety within WMATA, which has been missing for too many years. There's still a concern as to whether this safety attitude is ingrained into the system, and we want to make sure that it's part and that safety is always first, not just for the passengers, but for the workers at WMATA.
I want to get your take personally. I mean, you remember what happened that day 1 year ago today, and you've been a part of this process for the entire year since then. Have you seen progress? Have you seen progress at the rate that it should be happening? I mean, are you satisfied with how this is getting better, or should there be more work done? Take me back to that day and to where we are today.
Well, it was outrageous. This is an accident that could have been avoided. The safety precautions were not part of the the plan of Metro a year ago. Has there been progress made? Absolutely. There's no question that the new equipment is now being put on board. The monitoring of where the trains are, so we don't have two trains in the same spot at the same time, that we know where workers are working on the line so that we can watch for safety in that regard. All have been improved, but am I satisfied? No. I think more needs to be done. We need to make sure that safety is the first priority in the operation of the system. So we're not where we need to be yet, but we're certainly moving in the right direction, and we want to make sure that the management of WMATA will always make this the top priority.
And you also have support for this legislation from your counterparts in Virginia?
That's right. This is Senator Mikulski has been our lead from our regional delegation. We also have the support of Senator Warner and Senator Webb.
Okay. Well, Senator, thank you very much for joining us. I know you're on your way into the Capitol, and we'll keep in touch with you on the progress of this legislation because all of us ride Metro one time or another.
Well, this is a continuing issue. We want to make sure safety is maintained. It's an old system. It needs upgrades. We also want to increase the service, but we have to make sure it's done in a safe way.